The Bianchif used this to answer Machlekes Beishamai Beisil. That Beishamai we know in Meseches Ksubis, Beishamai say what? Ketzim Maragdin, Lifnei HaKala, Kala Nova Chsudin. Right? That's the song that we have today that we sing. Ketzim Maragdin, Lifnei HaKala, Kala Nova Chsudin. Right? I wanted to change the Nigin, but nobody listened to me. I hold that the Nigin should start from Kala Noa Vachasuda. That should be the whole Nigin. Kala Noa, Kala Noa Vachasuda, Kala. It shouldn't be Ketzad. Because Ketzad really doesn't make much sense. Baruch Hashem, the Kalas have not learned Maseches Ksuvos. Because if they did, they would know that what's Ketzad? Ketzad is, if you're dancing in front of a Kala that's not Noa, what are you supposed to say? Ketzah merakdim ufnei hakala. B'sham I say kala k'moshi. You can't say she's no b'chsudim. She's not. Right? B'sul say no. Kala no b'chsudim. But the whole ketzah is only by a kala who's not no b'chsudim. If a kala is no b'chsudim, everybody agrees it's no b'chsudim. The shaila is, how do you dance in front of a kala if she's not no b'chsudim? B'sham I say kala k'moshi. You can't say things that are not true. It's time you don't have to say a chesroinus, but you can't say a milus. So every kala, when you dance in front of the kala, if she would know the gemara ksuba, she would go, aha. So you're telling me, ketzah meragdim lifnei hakala, what are we supposed to do in front of you? Baruch Hashem, we pass like Basil. Kala no vachsude. So we can dance in front of you. And this every time the song goes on, I'm like, I'm feeling bad for the kala, even though I shouldn't, because she doesn't know what's going on. It's okay. But I feel bad. Every time I hear ketzad, every ketzad hurts me. Okay, so lemaisa, Beisham I say, kala kamoshi. Beisil will say, kala no vachsude. Beisham I tell Beisil, you're lying. Shekel. Beisil tell Beisham I, kishakoin oda megach menashuk, if you buy something, you shabchenu beino, or you ganeu beino. Beisil tell Beisham I, not nice. Somebody buys something from the market? What do you tell them? It's not nice. Somebody buys something. You shabchenu beino. Tell them it's nice. Right? A guy comes over, he bought a new suit. How do you like my suit? What are you supposed to tell him? I hate it. Shabchenu beino. So obviously, when you learn the Gemara, it's a very difficult Gemara. Because the svara is like Beishamai. Beisil are being poetic. Beisil are throwing out poetry. Beisil saying, Beishamai are coming with a pasuk in the Torah, Midrashah Ketuchot, you can't lie. Beisil saying, well, I mean, Lamais, if a guy bought a new suit, what would you tell him? It's ugly. I can do that, it's not nice. It's more than that. Beisil even look for another example. Beisil could just say, he was koine, he was koine a kala. So Biankev had a gevaldig pshat. Rabbi Yankov Mami said this idea that there's such a thing called emes of Oretz. And the emes of Oretz is there's not one emes. Everybody has in there what's their emes. And for them, that's true. So Rabbi Yankov said, when a guy goes and he buys something, obviously to him, it's found chen by him. By him, for whatever reason, this is, he finds it b'chet. So, if a guy bought something, obviously he holds it's nice. And obviously there's a way to look at it that way too. Elamai, you're saying, I hold it's not nice. So you hold, so what? So you have the monopoly on what's nice and what's not. For him it's nice. You shabchenu beinov, you ganeu beinov. By him it's nice. You don't have to make him feel bad about what he holds is nice. It's taka nice. Kloppy him, it's nice. It's subjective. It's not objective. That's the yisoid of Rabbi Yankov. And he said, that's really the machloikis kloli between Beishamai and Beisil and Kol HaShas. Beishamai hold, you go by what's ultimately the truth. There's a truth. Kloppy Shemayim, that's why they held they were mechadet itfei. You should go by them. They know the real truth. And Beisil hold, no, Achirabim, it goes by Deus Adam. We don't look for the ultimate truth. We look for what's this truth on the earth. He said a great chap. He said, if you look at the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara says that for the 3.5 years that Beishamai Beisil were arguing, it says, halo lo'im kach, v'halo lo'im kach. Let's say Beishamai Poislim or Beisil Machshir. And then it says, Halol Oimim Alocha Kemoisenu. Halol Oimim Alocha Kemoisenu. So Bianca says, isn't that obvious? And if I say Chayiv and you say Potter, obviously I hold Chayiv and you hold Potter. But the Gemara makes it into two things. Halol Oimim Kach, Halol Oimim Kach. Halol Oimim Alocha Kemoisenu, Halol Oimim Alocha Kemoisenu. But of course, if you're saying Chayiv, it means you hold Chayiv. So he said a great idea. He said there are two machlokes, Chayiv Potter. Now there's another machlokes. What do you do if on earth Roiv Deis hold Chayiv? And Mir Deis hold Potter? Or the other way around? Do you go Basar Roiv? Or do you go by who's Mechalat Yitfei Beishamai felt we know the real truth? That was another machlokes. Basil hold you go by Emes, what's in this world Emes. And Roiv Deis is what's Emes in this world. Beishamai said no. That was the separate machloikis. Now listen to this. This chap mamish is a yomtif. It's more simcha than Purim. Rabbi Yankov said, that's how the baskel helped. Because what does the Gemara say in Erevin? Yotza baskel. The baskel went out and said, Eilu ve'eilu divrei lekim chayim. Halocha kebeisel. So Rabbi Yankov asked. Tosis asked. Ein mashkichin bebaskel. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, the Baskel comes out. We don't listen to Baskel. The Baskel also says Aloch is like Rebbe Lezer, right? We don't Baskel like Rebbe Lezer. Ein Mashki, we don't listen to a Baskel. So Toisus, it's not a Biankiv's Kasha. Toisus and Erevin asks, what does the Baskel help? So Toisus says, over there in Bava Metzia, the Baskel was going against the majority. Over here, the Baskel was supporting the majority. Frank Bianca, fine. So what do you need a baskel for? Mamanavshach. If you need a baskel, it shouldn't help. See, here, listen to this guy in this. He said, Beisilol taka didn't need a baskel. Beisilol, you go basaroy. Beishamai held no, there's Epis Emes and Shamai. Clap it out, there was a baskel. Beishamai were mashkichin the baskel. So on them, the Baskel went on. The Baskel didn't go for Beisilol. Beisilol, whoa, the Rive over here. Beishamai was saying, no, we clap Ishmaya. Clap Ishmaya, Aloha ke Beisilol. Like a Valdegechab. At least for me, this was a much bigger Simcha than Purim when I heard this. Anyway, Al Koponim, so, and now we got so stuck on the Emes V'Sheker business, but Al Koponim, getting back to the Isha Shunamis. The bottom line is, the world was created with Chesed. That's how the world was created with chesed. Because without chesed, the world wouldn't have been created. Olam chesed yibane. It was the malachim that represented chesed that said the world should be created because kuloi chesed. Kuloi chesed. The world is a place of chesed. Sam, anybody that does chesed is occupying themselves in the purpose of creation. Kazeh comes out. The world was created because it's a place you could do chesed. That's the tachlis of the world. Place you could do chesed. Oh, so you could say like this. What is Misa? Rabbeinu Yain explains in great detail that the reason why when a person is Mechal Shem Shemayim, he's Chayiv Misa. It's a Chayiv Misa. Mechal Shem Shemayim, Chayiv Misa. It's Chayiv Misa. Is it the crime? Simply you learned. You did such a crime, you Mechal, Chil Hashem, you Chayiv Misa. Rabbeinu Yain says that's not the Pshat. It's not the Chil Hashem. You did such a serious chet, so you chayiv misa. No, it's not the pshat. The pshat is as a, the world was created kol asher b'rosiv l'chvoidiv yitzartiv avasisiv. The world was created for kavod shemayim. That's what it was made for. Okay. If I have a computer networking business, it's my business, computers, and I hire a guy, on the resume he writes that this is his expertise. Computer networking, he's an expert, right? Now, I hire him for the company. Turns out the whole thing is a farce. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't do, he doesn't know mimina lisma, he doesn't know from his right to his left how to do anything. Yeah. Now I call him and I fire him, okay? Now, am I firing him as a punishment because he doesn't know how to program? Of course not. I'm firing because he has no purpose here. This is a computer company here. Okay, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to put on a computer. So you don't belong here. I'm not punishing you. You're fired because you have nothing to do here. Yeah? If a guy applies as a neurosurgeon in a hospital, he comes with a false resume that he's came from another big university where he's a neurosurgeon, and it turns out that he's a transmission expert. He knows how to change. He's a mechanic on transmissions. Yeah? So Lamaise, Lukhari, after the first surgery, they're going to fire him. Right? Now, are they going to fire him as a punishment? No. Avadi did an avl by putting in the resume that you're a neurosurgeon. You know. They're firing him because a mechanic can't provide the services that a patient that needs neurosurgery needs. They can't provide it. Zokt Rabbeinu Yena. Kol asher barosiv lechvoidiv yitzartiv afosisiv. We're all here for Kavod Shemayim. When a person goes and makes a Chilul Hashem, they're going against the purpose of creation. They expire. You don't have a purpose here. This is Kavod Shemayim place. This place is for Kavod Shemayim. Everything you're looking at is for Kavod Shemayim. You applied for a job here. You came here. Yeah. You have no shaychus. Zokt Rabbeinu Yena. Memele, even though we know there's no real way out of the Chi of Misef, Chilul Hashem, Zokt, that there is an Eitzah, Kiddush Hashem. If you stop being the Kadashem Shemayim, now you have a purpose. Welcome back to the world. Welcome back to the world if you do not Kiddush Hashem. So you could say like this. The whole key for the world to be created was Chesed. Oilom Chesed Yibone. That's why the world was created. But mainly you could say that since the Isha Shunamis, as the Yalkut Shemayim explains, she's the Isha Gedol. She was a historical figure in Chesed. It wasn't Stam Abalas Chesed. She went Kolu Kol Akitzim. She went to all extremes to do Chesed. So she became the model of Chesed. Memele Tchias HaMesim was Al Yodo. Because Tchias HaMesim is a recreation. What's Tchias HaMesim? Tchias HaMesim means the person died. They expired. And now you have to bring them back to life. You want to bring somebody back to life, there has to be like almost a tachlus habriya. So since she epitomized Gemilus Chasonim, so it was al yodeha, it was through her, that's why she becomes a symbol of worthiness for Tchias HaMeis. That's, I think, what we could say here to understand the harkovas and yonim between Elisha and Isha Shunamis.